I was originally born in Brooklyn, New York. I went to school in Brooklyn, high school in Brooklyn, and what it is that right now I'm residing in Montrose for the Veterans Administration. But I can tell you something, that the place here, when it comes to being a vet, it stinks, in plain English. If I'd have known that the veterans would have been so bad when I was in the service, I'd have raised a white flag and got taken in by the enemy. Now, that's how I feel about it. And I can start off by just telling you one thing in particular. Two Wednesdays ago, they had Korean Day for the people that was in the Korean War that fought. That was two Wednesdays ago. They canceled everything in this hospital for Korean Day. Okay, that's fine. But just one day ago was Mother's Day, and we could not see a mother in this place. The food here is atrocious. I have seen, I don't even eat, but one meal probably here a day, and that's breakfast, because I could dictate what I want them to, like I tell them, to give me, I get the grits, and I get sausages, and I try to survive until supper time or dinner time, as some people might call it. But the bad part about this whole thing is that, can you believe that for the last two nights, for supper or dinner, they served bologna sandwiches? And we're talking about Sunday, a bologna sandwich. And, well, you don't have enough tape to put for me to tell you how bad this place is.
Yeah, and so during the past year, during the COVID pandemic,
yes.
how do you feel the pandemic affected some of your hobbies and activities that you were interested in?
We have no hobbies in here. We don't have any hobbies in here. Well, in fact, I used to be up at Skyview, and when I came here, I'll be honest with you, I walked to the door, and the first thing we saw was like a 2,000-gallon tank, an aquarium. I said, wow. I said, this is the place I want to be. That was all for show and games. They told me when I sat down, they said, do you like to participate? I said, sure, I like to participate. In any kind of sport, games, I do all cable games. I'm very proficient in them. Since I got here, I did not ever see any participation in this place of a card game since I've been here, a poker game. It's ridiculous. What they do, they have the guys, they get them in groups, they herd them like cattle into a corner and put on Howdy Doody or something of that nature on the TV. And that's what, and they say, enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a little bit more about your music.
Please.
I know that Bridget has mentioned that you're very musically talented, and so I was curious,
I'm one of the top bass players in the world. I have played with everyone there's nobody that you like that I haven't played with. The Spinners, the B.B. King, I mean, you name them, Carol, just everybody. Anyone that has ever recorded in the studio, if they haven't recorded with me, they haven't recorded.
Have you been able to play at all during the pandemic?
I volunteered my time to say, get the people in here every Wednesday, and what we'll do is have them sing and have songs of that kind of nature to cheer up their spirits. I started that 2 months ago. So far, I've done it three times. because it's been canceled.
And what do you think has been the most challenging part of the COVID pandemic for you in the facility?
Okay. Well, the thing was, it bothered me, but I can say that because I personally have not been affected by it. But I understand what the health department was going through. It was a kind of disease that you can't see, you can't fight hardly. So the best way to fight it is the way we did it. And so far, I believe it's winning. But it could have been done. But there was a lot of ways that we could have done it with more compassion. Have you ever been to Montrose, by the way? Have you ever been to
Montrose? I have not.
Oh.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You come up here any day from 10 o'clock in the morning up until 4 or 5, and you will see a group of people that they look like they're homeless. They're sitting huddled around a TV in a hallway. They're crying. I'm telling you, one picture is worth 1,000 words. And somewhere in this world, I saw in the paper, I was reading the Post, that the president, our president of elect right now, is saying that he's going to give so many more million towards the veterans' homes. Sweetie, I'll tell you the truth. I know they're going to probably assassinate me because they don't want anyone of any kind of power to come and see what they're doing. On the outside, the bricks are shiny. They're beautiful. They look, you say, that's where I want to be. But you go beyond those bricks and you'll start crying. The food is actually horrendous. It's bad. I've been in every country in my life. I've been from New Zealand to all the European countries. I've been to everywhere in the world, France. You name it. And I have never eaten any food as horrendous as I have in here.
So if you had to make some changes in nursing homes, would the food be one of your changes?
It would be, because when you talk about food, the Army General Association is, the Army marches on his stomach. I was in the field, and they would bring hot, edible food out to the soldiers in the field. Because if you could at least once a day say, as bad as things are, I can say, wow, at 5 o'clock I'm going to have a hot meal. You know you could damn near make it through the day. But, sweetie, there is no difference in the food. It's bad. The first thing I would do, and what it is, I complain about the food. I say, you know, they this is what they do. They'll say, today we're having Swiss steak, which is nothing but a hamburger that has been ground up beef. Boom. The next following day, we're having now, guess what? We're having that Swiss steak. We're having meatloaf. It's the same Swiss steak. I've never seen a meatloaf in my life that didn't have an onion or green pepper or something of that nature ground up in it to give it flavor. I've asked for an onion. They didn't have an onion in the kitchen. And you know, you say, he's got to be exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. I have sat down and wondered, if you run out of salt here and you're eating, like where I'm eating at, where I live, is at the end of the hall, which has about 2, 3, maybe 4 of the most people eating. They feed us last. So by the time our food gets to us, they're already collecting and picking up the food for the people that they served prior to us. And what happens, by the time you get your food, you'll say, oh, could I have some salt, please? No, it's been put away. It's already gone. Salt and pepper, you have to beg for to put on something that's impalatable. So I hope you are getting the true picture. I've been around food all my life, because you can. I'm 6'2", and I'm about easily 250 pounds. So you can tell I kind of like my food. It is ridiculous.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about just your experience during the pandemic in your facility?
Well, the thing is, I can't speak on it because that's not really my forte. The thing is that they've done the best they can for something that attacked us without notification. We didn't know what the hell we were dealing with. And so far, I think we're trying to, we are winning the war against it. You know, we're better off than India, which is losing like 7,000 people a day. So as long as I see the us winning, I can't say anything. I gotta keep my lips shut. Because until someone comes up with a better way, I gotta say our way is working. But I know it'd work a whole lot better if we were eating correctly and things of that nature. The place itself is spotless. Never seen a roach. I mean, clean and shiny. But that's all. It's all it is—a show.
Well, Gordon, thank you so much for participating in this project. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
If I did, they'd come and assassinate me. I'm in trouble right now, but somebody's got to stand out there. But the idea is, it's that bad. And they should treat people that defended this country in the way they do. Because for some, when this thing leaks out one day, and it will leak out, but we say all things like this start with the first step or the first person. I say, Gordon, get off your fat ass and do be the first one. And I am that. This is going to be my mark. Not my music that I played. I played with John Lennon. I played with everybody in this world. It won't be that. It's going to be what I've seen in here and how they treat our troops that defended this country.